This is 25 May 1954. We're still in Tempest. Coming through with another little recording this evening. I didn't get any mail today. Didn't expect any from you just yet, since you have only gotten into Center County today, or a short couple days ago. Well, wait a minute, hell, you ought to be back by this time. I forgot this is the 25th. Well, my replacement came in today, so if you get this before the official cablegram, you can use this as authority to readdress my mail. As I told you before, I am expected down at the 121 evacuation hospital, and so for the position is exec. I don't think it'll be anything too far afield from what I have done in the past, or probably can do. My replacement came in today, and he seems to be a nice chap. He's a captain, Medical Service Corps, with a little service behind him. Seems to have had his feet on the ground. He's been exec for the medical battalion in the 40th Division. As you know, they're going by the board, so they're spreading those people around, and they need a lieutenant colonel as exec down to 121, as the present exec there is going back. I understand from him that Army has requested my release and orders to be issued effective the first of the month. I haven't seen anything official on it any more than that, but that's pretty official. It's just the way we call the thing. I say we. I think Colonel Dunlap is the man behind the throne. Like I said, I didn't get any word from you today. I hope you found things and left things in Center County no worse. I'm a little bit wondering about what I mentioned last evening in regards to those little hack girls. I don't know yet whether we're doing the right thing by them or not. I didn't have much chance today to give it much thought on account of this board I'm working on. I want to get that thing closed out to tomorrow, so all we have to do is get it typed up and sign the papers and get them in the mail. So I didn't have much time to think about that. But I've just been wondering, is this something to wonder about? You think a lot of things over here. There's no place to go, nothing to do, and all the time in the world to do it, other than the normal day's duty, that is, in the evening or things like that when you're sitting around. I don't care much for movies, you know that, so I never go to the club, the officers' club. They have movies every night. They alternate or try to alternate with TV shorts and movies. The TV shorts are television programs that they put on movies and put them out for the armed forces. Now, the ones I've seen so far that have been dated prior to my departure from the States, so they're nothing new, and I'm not too much interested in them. I don't care too much about going up that club anyway. It's a very beautiful club, considering this section of Korea, and before I leave, I'll have to get a picture of it with a little still camera that I borrowed. I have a roll of film for it. I want to take a few still pictures here. I got one roll to take. Now, I haven't heard any more from Woodstown. I haven't gotten that letter yet from Ruthie that you said that I might get. I imagine she's pretty busy, as usual. Too busy to write, or sit down and write anyway. She's used to running around and not so much as writing. Now, I don't have any letters of yours to answer, but what I try to do when I get these Army-Navy journals is spread them out. So, today I opened one of them, read it, and I noticed that our good friend and compatriot in arms, Lieutenant Colonel Zuber, is going back to Europe. I wonder what he's hunting for back there. And I also wonder why, since he's RA and everything else, why he's still a lieutenant colonel. He must have been carrying on just about like he did when we knew him. I don't mean to be facetious or anything else about that, but it strikes me as being very odd that he was lieutenant colonel when I was a captain, and he's still lieutenant colonel. I just wondered what, and have been wondering what happened to him in the meantime. I understood that his wife was still back east there in Massachusetts or somewhere over there on the East Coast, but I haven't heard anything about him. Well, there really isn't anything to say. It was a very nice day today. We did have some shocking news, which I'll probably have to tell you about on the other half of this reel. Don't forget, don't turn it over. I'm just racking my brains trying to send you a little information here and keep you posted as to what goes on with Bill. And this reel's going by, so turn it over and I'll put a little bit on the other side. This is your old man, 25 May. I notice it isn't all off yet. The boys are flying tonight. I don't know. It's not too bright. I don't know what the world they're doing upstairs there. We had a yellow alert today and a fire in the CP tonight. I think one of the boys' tents burned down. At least that is the way I got it. Well, here goes the reel.